The Gems of Wisdom is an adaptation from the 40 Hadith Qudsi book by Izzeddine Ibrahim and Denise Johnston Davies.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تبارك وتعالى أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك فيه غيري تركته وشركه رواه مسلم وكذلك ابن ماجه.
On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am so self-sufficient and I am in no need of having an associate. Thus, he who does an action for someone else's sake as well as mine will have that action renounced by me to him whom he associated with me. This was related by Muslim, also Ibn Majah, may Allah be pleased with them. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, has a lot of emphasis in Islam, as the hadith mentioned that Allah is self-sufficient and he does not need an assistant. It is also the first pillar of Islam. Accepting to be a Muslim means we have entered a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship him alone. If someone substitutes or associates with Allah for another created thing, then that contract will be broken. This is shirk. Therefore, whatever we do as Muslims, our actions have to be exclusively for the pleasure of Allah alone. As we say in our prayers 5 times a day, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. That is, to you alone we are worshipping and to you alone we seek help. So associating other things with Allah is doing an injustice to oneself. Remember that Allah is pure and he does not accept anything except that which is pure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from shirk. Ameen. And Allah knows best. Wassalam.